This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asserted that India's resolve to become a developed nation by 2047 is a focal point of global discussions driven by transformative changes in infrastructure. Mr. Modi was speaking at Durgapur in West Bengal yesterday after laying the foundation stone, inaugurating and dedicating to the nation development projects worth over 5,400 crore rupees, marking a significant step towards strengthening the region's infrastructure and economic growth.
भारत की फैक्ट्रियां हो या हमारे खेत खलियान, हर जगह एक ही निश्चय के साथ काम हो रहा है, हमें 2047 तक भारत को विकसित बनाना है। हमारा रास्ता है विकास से सशक्तिकरण, रोजगार से आत्मनिर्भरता और संवेदनशीलता से सुशासन। इन्हीं मूल्यों पर चलते हुए हम पश्चिम बंगाल को भारत की विकास यात्रा का मजबूत इंजिन बना करके रहेंगे।
Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the country's first indigenous semiconductor chip would be rolled out this year. Speaking at the 85th Foundation Day celebrations of Keshav Memorial Educational Society in Hyderabad yesterday, the minister said India is going to become one of the most important semiconductor nations in the world.
Today, some of the most complex chips are designed here in Hyderabad, in Bengaluru, in Pune, in Gurgaon, in Noida, in Chennai, and now we are starting the manufacturing of semiconductor chips. We have already approved 6 semiconductor plants. Their construction is going on, and we'll have the first Made in India chip in this year, 2025.
The Election Commission has said that over 7 crore 48 lakh enumeration forms have been collected in Bihar so far under the Special Intensive Revision Drive of Electoral Rolls, which is 94.68% of the total forms. The poll body said only 5.2% of electors now remain to submit their forms, and many of them have sought time to submit their enumeration forms with documents in the coming days. Bihar is set to host the first Indian Open Athletics meet at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna today. This one-day event will feature top athletes who have represented India in the Olympics and various international competitions. Bihar is hosting this event for the first time. We have a report.
Briefing media persons about the event, Director General of Bihar State Sports Authority, Ravindran Shankaran, said over 400 athletes from across the country are participating in the competition. He added that the athletes' performance in the meet will decide their selection for the upcoming Asian and Commonwealth Games. The athletics championship will witness different events including long and middle distance run, sprint, relay race, long jump, high jump, triple jump, pole vault, short put and discus, javelin throw, decathlon, marathon and half marathon, among others. The Open Athletics Meet 2025 is being organized by Athletics Federation of India in collaboration with the Bihar State Sports Authority. A total of 23 athletes from Bihar will also be participating. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Neelam Kaushik, Akashwani News.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Kerala till tomorrow. An orange alert has also been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall over parts of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Assam, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka today. The IMD also said that isolated heavy rainfall is likely over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Haryana till the 24th of this month. U.S. Ambassador to Turkey Tom Barrack today said that Israel and Syria have agreed to a ceasefire after Israel launched airstrikes on the country, which it claimed were aimed at protecting an Arab religious minority, that is the Druze community. Clashes between pro-government forces and the Druze have killed scores of people since the fall of Syria's longtime ruler Bashar al-Assad. And in women's cricket, India will lock horns with England in the second ODI of the three-match series at the Lord's Cricket Ground in London this afternoon. The fixture will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue are currently leading the three-match series 1-0 after defeating host England by 4 wickets in the first ODI in Southampton. And that is the end of this news bulletin.